أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال سننظر أصدقت أم كنت من الكاذبين. اذهب بكتابي هذا فألقه إليهم ثم تولى عنهم فانظر ماذا يرجعون. قالت يا أيها الملأ إني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. إنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين. صدق الله العظيم. Discussing the conversation between Hudhud and the Nabi of Allah Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, we discussed that the Hudhud had brought information to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam with regards to this woman who had sovereignty over the people of Saba. Her name was Bilqis. And also Hudhud informed Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam with regards to this woman's belief, and that is, she was one and her people also worshipped the sun. In other words, they were polytheists. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam's response to her, to the Hudhud, قَالَ سَنَنْزُرُ أَصَدَقْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. He said, we will see whether you are true or whether you are from amongst the liars. You have brought this information. We will test this information to see how authentic you are, whether you are truthful or whether you are lying, whether it is just an excuse that you are making because of your absence. Hence, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had written a letter to her, and he said to Hudhud, اِذْهَبْ بِكِتَابِ هَذَا فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ. Take this kitab, in other words, this letter of mine, to her, فَأَلْقِهْ إِلَيْهِمْ, and then deliver it to them, ثُمَّ تَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. When you have given her the letter, then you turn away from her. And some of the commentators have explained here that this is respect, mannerism and etiquette, that when the messenger takes the letter, the messenger will not stand in front of the person, but the messenger will move away or move out, so that the person will have a fair chance to open the letter, read the contents and decide whether a response should be made or not. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and then see what they respond, what answer or what reply they will give. When she gets the letter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَتْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ. She said to her courtiers, oh my courtiers, إِنِّي أُلْقِيَ إِلَيَّ كِتَابٌ كَرِيمٌ. Certainly I have been given this honorable letter with regards to the Kitabun Kareem. Some have stated that the letter was sealed by Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. And then she says, Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The contents of the letter is read out that certainly it is from Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. And certainly the letter had contained the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, and the extremely kind. And the content of the letter in itself, أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Now with regards to this, we find that this was a da'wat that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had given to Bilqis, which was obviously a compulsion that Allah Rabbul Izzat had placed upon him, being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he had known now that a woman and a community has been worshipping the sun, objects besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like we find in the life and the seerah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also turned his attention to the different leaders and the different kings in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will find great similarities between this letter of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam and that of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That we will also find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beginning his letter with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, And we will also find Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam at the very beginning of the letter writing, Min Muhammadin Rasulillahi wa Abdi, or Min Muhammadin Abdillahi wa Rasuli. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam also was very, very precise insofar as his message was concerned, Aslim, Taslim, accept Islam and you will be safe. And in that way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also very concise. Sometimes he wrote, Salamun ala mani taba'a al-huda, that peace be upon those who follow the guidance. And of course, that is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes that letter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would include an ayah of the Quran Kareem, like how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wrote to the Emperor of Rome, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, ta'alu ila kalimatin sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. And we found that this was the habit of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, that when there was a need to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the pen, through writing of the letter, then the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam fulfilled this obligation also. And we find here Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was-salam doing the same. Now when you look at the contents of the letter, Allah ta'alu alayya, that number one is, do not rebel against me. In other words, do not rise up against me. And secondly, wa'tuni muslimin, come to me submissive, subjugated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state of Islam and in a state of iman. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam writes this letter, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam sends it with Hudhud. It comes in a narration that first of all Hudhud flew through a window that was open, and then he placed this letter on the lap, and some say on the bosom of Bilqis. She read this letter to her people, to the courtiers, and obviously she wanted a response from them, but she had already understood from the very contents of this letter, or perhaps she had heard about Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence she regarded and she considered the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam to be a noble letter, because obviously the author was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever he writes will also be regarded as noble. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.